Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Here is some behind the scenes about our unearthed at the end of 2019, which as I'm sitting here, it just occurred to me, usually when I do these episodes, especially as we started doing them more frequently than once a year.
Mm-hmm.
What I have typically done is had the previous outline open just to make sure we don't accidentally talk about something we talked about last time. And I just realized I didn't do that this time. So hopefully we haven't talked about something that we talked about in October and then forgot that we talked about.
Because
it's a lot.
Here's what I'm saying. If this is your greatest crime, Tracy Wilson, then really, like, there's nothing to worry about.
So I think some folks have sort of heard the basics of how this this works in terms of our unearthed episodes. But what happens is I have a Pinterest board where all through the year, ideally on a regular basis, I look at all of these RSS feeds that I have and an RSS reader, and I have various Google alerts, like I have an Exhumation Google alert and various other stuff. And so I keep track of that on this Pinterest board all year long. And then when it's time to do Unearthed, I use that to go back through all of the things, like all of the stories that I pinned over that particular time. And the Unearthed in 2019 board has 886 pins on it, which is actually less than the 2018 board, which shocked me because earlier in the year, it was pacing to like way outstrip the 2018 totals. So I'm not sure if at the end of the year, as you and I traveled for tour or something, if I became more selective about what I was pinning or if there was just kind of a drop off in stories. I don't know. It's a mystery.
Maybe everybody hustled to publish earlier in the year.
People had way more findings to report much earlier on, maybe. One of the things that has sort of become clearer, I mean, this is the first year that we have done Unearthed four times. Last year we did it twice, and earlier in the history of Holly's and my time on the show, it was just one two-part episode at the end of the year. But as we've been working on these, one of the things that has become really interesting to me is the patterns that will show up and what kind of things that we have to talk about. Like, we pretty much always have exhumations, shipwrecks, edibles and potables, and books and letters, and Utsy. That's pretty much every time. Most times, there's also Amelia Earhart news that may or may not be completely specious.
Right.
But then some of the other patterns are just totally different every time. Like, I was surprised to have so many papers that came across my desk that were related to either the extinction of the Neanderthals or the historical roots of inequality. Like, those aren't categories that I would have immediately thought might be a thing in this particular unearthed.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about, like, how different things trend in academia at different times. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think almost of, like, if you've ever seen video of, like, a traffic, what's called sometimes a traffic shockwave, where there's not really a clear reason that, like, traffic bunches up and then spreads back out, and it will, you know, kind of keep happening that way over and over on kind of an a non-repeating pattern. And I suspect the same thing happens in academic circles at various points mm-hmm. in time, or some small thing that someone maybe discovers some years back, kind of the tendrils of it reach out and they become different things to different projects for several different groups at once. But those happen. I mean, we talked all the time in these unearthed ones about the coincidences of us talking about a thing and it being mentioned later in the news, like sometimes within hours of us recording. So I don't know if the universe just likes to group things or what.
There's also one thing that I kind of wish I had said in the episode, but I definitely want to take a moment to say now, is that when we're talking about things like what happened to the Neanderthals, and we wind up with five or six or however many different ideas, like, I don't want people to interpret that as meaning scientists don't know what they're talking about. Like, the way that science works is that people propose hypotheses for things, and then they go and test those hypotheses. And there's a whole process of whether their results can be replicated and whether other people come to the same conclusions, whether other people interpret their data the same way. And none of that means that the first people who were doing the research didn't know what they were doing. Like, it's all part of the process of asking questions and exploring things and eventually coming to a scientific consensus.
Yeah, which can also shift. I mean, our understanding of the world is and the universe is forever evolving because we're getting better technologies or some new piece of evidence is unearthed and comes to light that shifts the way we thought about previous evidence. Like, those are natural progressions of information for us to believe something is true and for there to even be scientific consensus. And then down the road, something else comes up and it shifts that and makes that not the consensus any longer. But it doesn't mean that the reasoning or the work getting to that consensus was unsound.
Right.
Just that we know new things now.
Yeah, we're always learning. I'm also very excited. We hope we're always learning. I'm also excited that this particular collection of unearthed stuff not only spawned episodes, because that has happened before. Like, we have had unearthed episodes that came specifically from a find that happened, like when the USS Indianapolis shipwreck was found and that kind of thing. But just because of the way our production calendar has shaped up here at the end of the year, slash beginning of the year when this is actually coming out, the fact that I have two outlines in the works based on things that we talked about in Unearthed that will be coming out in the future, I found that to be fun. It's a fun little side effect of working on this time around.
Yay!
Yay! So, I hope folks are still enjoying these little behind-the-scenes looks that we have started doing. And I said this in the episode, but I'll say it again. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, indeed. I hope whatever you wish for 2020, that it comes to fruition and you have much joy and peace.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.